Chapter 2. In the Forest. That night, Cedric and his grandfather walked together to the old oak tree. The druid moved his hands over the trunk of the tree. Cedric watched his grandfather. He didn't understand what he was doing. "Is he trying to find something in the oak tree?" thought Cedric. "What is it?" Finally, the druid found a hole in the tree, and he took a small box from it. He gave it to his grandson. Cedric opened the box and saw half of the broken bracelet. He held it in his hand. It was heavy and cold.
"This is our half of the bracelet, Cedric," the druid said. "You must bring the other half here, to Stonehenge."
Suddenly, an image appeared before Cedric's eyes, and he had a strong pain in his chest. In the image, he saw the man with long dark hair from his dream. He knew now that this man was his father. There was a sword in the man's chest, and he was in terrible pain. Cedric was frightened. He was feeling his father's pain in his own chest. Quickly, he put the bracelet in the box again and put it in his pocket. The image disappeared, and the pain in Cedric's chest stopped. "Is that how my father died?" thought Cedric. Cedric said goodbye to his grandfather and started his journey through the dark forest. Orion walked slowly with his head high. Each time the lion heard a sound, it stopped and listened. Cedric walked behind Orion. "No man or animal will come near me because I'm with Orion," thought Cedric. "The lion will protect me from attackers because everybody is frightened of it." Cedric and the lion walked for many hours. Cedric was tired and he wanted to sit down and rest, but he didn't stop. "I must find the other half of the bracelet and return home quickly," he thought. "I can't leave Grandfather alone for a long time. He's old and he needs me." Soon, Cedric and Orion came to an enormous oak tree. The lion lay down under it and didn't move. "Get up, Orion," said Cedric. "Please get up. We've got a long journey in front of us. We haven't got time to rest now." But the lion closed its eyes and didn't move. Finally, Cedric sat down, and soon he went to sleep too. After some time, Cedric woke up and saw an old man standing in front of him. The old man had long white hair and a beard. Cedric didn't know him. "Maybe this man is also a druid," thought Cedric.
"I'm glad you had a good sleep, Cedric," said the old man. "You've got a difficult mission to do, and maybe this will be your last opportunity to sleep."
"How do you know my name?" asked Cedric. He was very surprised.
"You are your father's son," answered the old man. "You look exactly like him."
"Did you know my father?" asked Cedric. Now he was excited.
"We all knew your father," answered the old man. "He travelled this way before you. He was brave and strong."
"What happened to him?" asked Cedric impatiently. "Please tell me."
"I can't tell you his story now," said the old man. "Be patient, Cedric. You'll know everything later. But now I must give you a present to help you on your journey."
The old man showed Cedric an old harp. On the front of the harp, there was a picture of the Tree of Life. In many old legends, the Tree of Life was very important. It united three different worlds: the underworld, the earth, and the sky.
"Play this harp if you're in danger," said the old man. "When you play the harp, you can ask for any wish, and you'll get it. If you wish to destroy your enemy, it will happen. But remember this. If you ask the harp to make somebody die, you will die.
Why? Asked Cedric.
Because this is the tree of life, said the old man, pointing to the tree on the harp. It will not bring death. The old man gave the harp to Cedric.
You will receive three things before you arrive at the castle of your grandfather, Zanzida, the dark wizard, he said in a serious voice.
The harp is the first thing. The second is a sword, and the third is a cauldron. These three things will help you in your mission.
Where will I find the sword and the cauldron? Asked Cedric. And when will I get them?
I can't tell you that, said the old man. Now it's time for you to go. Orion can return to your grandfather, the druid. You don't need him anymore. From now, the harp will protect you on your journey.
Thank you, said Cedric.
There's a lake in the west, continued the old man. You must not cross this lake. If you cross it, it will change your life forever. Walk around the lake and continue on your journey north. Go now, and good luck.
Thank you again, sir, said Cedric. Goodbye. The old man touched Cedric's arm and smiled.
Remember my words, he said. Do not cross the lake.
Cedric smiled at him. He looked at the tree of life on the harp, and he felt better. Cedric said goodbye to Orion and the old man, and then he continued his journey through the dark forest.